This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Students around the world are planning a school strike today to protest government and business inaction on climate change. It's expected to be one of the biggest environmental protests ever. It comes as the United Nations is getting ready for a climate action summit this upcoming Monday. It's going to focus on sticking to the 2015 Paris Climate Accord, which President Trump has pulled the United States out of. After over 1,500 high-water rescues in the Houston area because of heavy rains and flooding from Tropical Depression Imelda, officials are telling people to just stay put.
We need folks to stay off the road. If you're uncomfortable at work or somewhere else where you were stuck, you'll be a lot more uncomfortable on the side of the road. It's very dangerous, and as it gets dark, it'll be harder for folks to get to you.
That's Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Colt is done making and selling AR-15 rifles to civilians. Colt Firearms announcing yesterday it will sell the so-called assault rifles only to the U.S. military and law enforcement agencies. It says its contracts with police and the military are absorbing all of the company's manufacturing capacity. More than 2,000 nurses are striking against the University of Chicago Medical Center today. The Trump administration sets a record for deportations. Figures from the Department of Homeland Security show nearly 385,000 deportation cases between October of last year and this past August, well above the 341,000 deportations for all 12 months of the 2018 fiscal year. The total for the 2019 fiscal year will go even higher after deportations for the month of September are added. Find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, the Dow down 52 points to close at 27,094. The NASDAQ up 5 points, the S&P 500 up almost a point. If you are buying a house or refinancing the one you own, great news as the Fed lowers interest rates. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The Fed also let it be known that it is open to other easing of that rate from 1.75% to 2% in support of the U.S. economy. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said this cut, which is the second in 2 months, will help the U.S. economy weather concerns over a trade war.
We've seen additional signs of weakness abroad and a resurgence of trade policy tensions.
Jerome Powell said the Fed has no control over tariffs, but has been keeping an eye on the trade wars that could impact the U.S. economy.
The Fed has no role in the formulation of trade policy.
And lots of new words being added to the English dictionary, USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains.
The folks at Merriam-Webster Dictionaries just added 640 words back in April of this year, and now they've added another 540, among them vacay, also dad joke, pickleball, deep state, and escape room. Some words are getting additional meanings as well, like in the case of the word haircut. It now also refers to a reduction in the value of an asset. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining in. Welcome back. It's been a crazy week. A lot of things going on, and we've got a lot of things coming up as usual. John Whitehead is going to be joining us, constitutional attorney and author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on American People. John, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good, staying busy, just like you.
It's not stop, isn't it? I mean, it's like, and not as if we don't have anything to talk about or something to clean up here. Lest we forget, you being a constitutional attorney and loving the Constitution as much as I do, it was Constitution Day this week, and it came and it went. But the ideals and the purpose of what Constitution Day is all about should not. It should stay with us.
It should, but, when I talk to lawyers today, no one seems to know what's in the Constitution. In the public schools, civics has been replaced with something called social studies. When I was a kid, I was taught pretty thoroughly, even in law school, very thoroughly, the First Amendment and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are not taught that today. All the surveys show that Americans can't tell you what's in the First Amendment. Some Americans think that the Second Amendment is part of the First Amendment in polls. I mean,
right.
I talk to lawyers groups where I ask them routinely, can you give me the five freedoms of the First Amendment? I can't find anybody that can tell me today, even lawyers. Judges, by the way, same thing. They're not being taught in law school. So we have a constitutionally illiterate country. Again, people should go to our website and read the commentary, the Bill of Rights turns, 230, and see really clearly some of the polls. The polls show you that we're a constitutionally illiterate nation. We're not the Americans we used to be, let's put it that way.
Exactly.
And it goes down a lot to the educational system. And I have law students that study with me. One law student told me that in her constitutional law class, the professor announced at the beginning of the year, this is constitutional law. He said, there's one subject we will not be studying this year, the First Amendment. She said she felt cheated. I said, you should.
Yes, exactly. Well, John Dent, let me ask you this. Does the lack of enforcement of our rule of law and the Constitution, does that add to the dumbing down of America?
Yeah, it adds to the dumbing down, and America is dumbed down. I mean, there are things today going on. Armored police we see on the streets. When I was growing up, if you'd have seen a policeman dressed like they do today, I mean, there have been protests. People have been upset. They know that's not the way policemen should be in the country. And again, that's another commentary people should go read on our website at Rutherford.org. But with what we're seeing today, I mean, it's I'm telling you, from every stretch of America, I'm trying to warn Americans, we're in a really bad shape, economically as well. Things I'm seeing, the total surveillance state, Everything you're doing is being watched now. They're doing the social credit scores here in America. They're called threat assessments. They're watching people. Police are showing up in the middle of the night, knocking on people's doors, asking to talk to them now. Recently in Richmond, an old lady, they were doing a welfare check in her home. She heard some strange noise. Two cops walked in, saw her holding, this is a 60-year-old woman holding a hatchet. They shot her. And I asked the question here, what happened to tasers? An old woman?
Right.
What are we doing?
Exactly. Like as if she came running out the door, you know, wielding the hatchet.
She was in her own home.
Inside her own home.
The Fourth Amendment says they're not supposed to even touch your door unless they've got probable cause you're committing the crime. And with these welfare checks they're doing now, and President Trump's actually pushing this Harper program where they're going to be watching your smartphones to see if you're saying something that may be a threat, and the police will come investigate you. With 80,000 SWAT team raids and all the people that are getting shot and killed in this country, I mean, it's
well, we're back in the 60s and 70s. You know, paranoia running deep here, on display. This is insane.
Well, I mean, because the people, you know, again, they talk about foreign invaders and stuff like that, but the people that are getting killed in this country. I mean, there have been since 2015 about 340 people have been killed in mass shootings. In the same period of time, over 4,500 people have been killed by police, many of them unarmed citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Today, you know, people getting shot holding lighters, cell phones, people, police breaking in the middle of the night in doors. There was an old man who was in his, came to his hallway, all he had in his home was an umbrella to defend himself. He thought he was being burglarized. It was the police. They were in the wrong home. They shot him at the end of the hallway. That's what's happening. I mean, and again, CNN, Fox News, they're not reporting these
things. No, they're not. No,
80,000 SWAT teams annually in America now.
How many?
80,000 annually. And listen to this. 80% for mere warrant service, where a policeman used to show up and knock on your door to hand you the warrant. They're just going through the middle of the door. And I talked to policemen who work in the academies where they're teaching this. They're not only taught militarily, but they're taught in the worst-case scenario. And when they look at us as citizens, if you're walking along the street and they feel you may be a threat, you're holding a lighter, they can shoot you now because it's a threat to them.
Mm.
And we're seeing those cases happen.
Right.
I had a kid that was in one of our intern programs. He was at a beach community. He was walking. He was talking to the cell phone. Some policeman started questioning. He argued with the police, and the policeman shoved him face down. Two cops smashed his face for arguing with them. Remember, America, we are the masters. They're our servants. We pay their salaries. They should be treating us with a little bit of dignity, I think.
Well, the thing is, Donald Trump made the announcement that he was putting the country back into the hands of we the people, which is what our founding fathers always expected, and when they wrote up the document. But they knew there was going to be some pushback, but here we are. You know, the people's hands are not on this government, and this is part of the problem that we have.
We're not involved in our government. I mean, average American watches 150 hours of television a month. If you're watching all that time, listening to these news programs, they're not giving you the facts. The facts are out there. And again, I always, people say, what can I do to change things? I say, well, education precedes action.
Action,
you have to get
right.
educated. I mean, I spend up to 2 to 3 hours a day just researching and reading now so I can keep up with what's going on worldwide. And all the surveillance stuff, Google and Facebook, is working with the Chinese government,
exactly,
the American government to set up surveillance systems.
And if you think that what they're doing in China is not coming to the United States,
it's already come here. Yeah.
Exactly, right.
They're doing what's called threat assessments now. Oh. That's why they're doing these late night knock and talks. And I understand why people might come to the door with a knife at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Well, if you're in,
you got two policemen there, and they're already hyped up and trained in the worst case scenario, and I mean, they shouldn't be doing that. No, unless it's an extreme situation. And a lot of them are not. I mean, one guy got shot in Florida. The police were, listen, 3 a.m. in the morning, they were investigating a stolen motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
They thought was in it. They were at the wrong house. They shot him through the door. Because he came to the door with a pistol. You know something? I don't blame him. And with this these red flag laws now, gun laws, I mean, all a neighbor has to do is say, hey, I think that Bill Martini's a little crazy. I mean, he's been acting really weird, and he has a rifle, I'm afraid.
Right.
They're going to come to your door.
Well, that's the scary part of this this whole discussion and the red flag laws, is that you keep asking the question, you know, what are the rules of engagement here?
The rules for engagement is you... you better salute.
Yes.
And you better get ready. But see, most people are not prepared for that, for a cop showing up or a bunch of cops showing up at 3 a.m. in the morning in military gear.
Right. At that point, you assume the position, right?
People assume that, but I'm telling people, once you realize it's the police, hit the floor, don't move.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, hands open. Just
hands open, lay on the floor. And yeah. A lot of people resist and don't do that, and they get hurt.
Right. Well, anyway, we've got to pick it up from there. We've got to go to break. We've got more from John after
the
this.
The final
Stay
phase
with
of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live. Fresh.
Construction Independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day. Ladies and gentlemen, great to have you along with us. I am Bill Martinez, and for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And for all the information you need to know about the Rutherford Institute, you want to go to TheRutherford.org. John Whitehead leads a nonprofit, and the great work that they're doing demands your attention. Let me tell you, if you are interested in the Constitution, which I believe most of us are, that is the basis of our freedoms. You know, we let go of the Constitution, and as we're seeing this case in point, as we are ignoring key issues of the Constitution, and it's not just us, we the people, but it's throughout, it's pervasive throughout our government, and you're wondering why our freedoms are eroding. Well, if you are a freedom fighter, then you need to engage and support the Rutherford Institute. Go to their website. At the top right corner, you'll see donate, help support the fight. This is our fight, ladies and gentlemen. You know, John, I just wrote a commentary about people saying, well, we need a second, American Revolution. And I'm saying, hey, look, you got one. You've had one for the last couple of years here. If you think not, look at what's going on in our government today.
Exactly, and watch it very carefully. The one thing I want to warn your listeners about is that the economic situation, we're $960 trillion in debt, many of it on the foreign countries. They're predicting 75 stores will be closing by 2026. That's in 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
How many Americans know that 30 million acres of American farmland have now been bought by foreign countries? We don't realize what's going on in our country. And the government's getting ready. Well, I would encourage people to read a commentary I wrote on this. The Pentagon did a 2030 video. It's a training video they put out. I've watched it. It's scary. But it's predicting by 2030 the country's going to break down. Martial law will have to be implemented. Now, listen to this. It was just leaked that ICE, the Immigration Service, is building a state-of-the-art urban warfare training facility in Fort Benning, Georgia. It's like a Chicago city where the military is going to be pretending they're fighting American citizens.
Wow.
And they've been conducting these, by the way, around the country, these exercises. So, I mean, you can say I'm a conspiracy theorist, but when I look at the military training, but they're not training against the Taliban or whatever. They're training against so-called extremists in America. And who are the extremists? Think about it for a second.
Right.
Bill Martinez, John Whitehead,
right.
Thomas Jefferson.
We can all be included in that.
Exactly.
There's no doubt.
Exactly. And like I say, with these threat assessments the Department of Homeland Security is doing, they go from green to red. If you, whatever you say on Facebook, I have a veteran a couple of years ago who said, who did a picture of himself, one we defended a number of times on his issues, holding a rifle. I said, man, don't do that.
Right, right.
They're going to come get you. And guess what happened? 2 days later, two NSA agents showed up at his door. He was a former intelligence officer, and they warned him. They had guns.
Mm-hmm.
He came into my office crying, and I said, you're a former decorated Vietnam vet being threatened by our government because he has a rifle?
Right.
You're kidding me. But that's the way it is. Again, the gun confiscation things that are going around the country, all the things we're seeing, the militarized police, and then you put up a populace that can't tell you what's in the First Amendment.
Right.
And again, you talk about people who donate to it. If you send me a dollar, I'll send you our Bill of Rights card. The Bill of Rights is 462 words. It takes you less than 5 minutes to read. The schools aren't teaching your children. Set your home and teach your kids the Bill of Rights. The Fourth Amendment says they're not supposed to be walking upon your front porch unless they got evidence you're committing a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know that in America? No, people just routinely.
Right.
We have a case in Texas a year ago where police showed up at somebody's door, two cops, they were looking for somebody they thought was in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come to find out the person went in the home. They crashed in the door, took the husband, it was husband and wife, slammed the wife face down.
Nice.
I mean, the husband smashed his face. And guess what? They were in the wrong house. Oh, we're sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah, after all that.
That's what we're seeing happening today. It looks like the American citizens have become the enemy. And again, some police chief who actually helped train in the academy told me, he says, John, we're now, they look at us in the worst-case scenario as enemy combatants, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, look on the grander scale.
The cops looked at me when I was a kid, no.
Right. But look, they did this to the president, James Comey. I mean, he knew in the early days of the administration, he weaseled his way in. He took advantage.
Weasel is a good word.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he took advantage of the administration trying to get its footing, and what did he do? And if it can happen to the president, you're going to tell me it can't happen to us, a basic citizen?
Well, it can happen to anybody. A big professor just did a study of where basically psychopaths have concentrated in America. He did every state. His conclusion, it's a really good study, is that in Washington, D.C., you have the highest rate of psychopaths. Psychopaths are people who don't care about, they want money, they don't have empathy, they don't care about people, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's developed in Washington, D.C. It's listen, if we the people don't get our butts in gear and get out there and get active in these governments, I mean, we might as well just, I mean, get ready. And I'm a Christian, by the way, and... Mm-hmm. You know, great guys, great freedom fighters in the past, like Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And
all men of faith, yes.
What he say? When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die.
Yes.
That's a quote. In other words, a good Christian is going to be out there on the front line saying, I'm fighting for freedom, not just for me, but for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
What a witness.
Right. Well, look at our founding fathers. I mean, what they put on the line. Everything. You know, their treasure, their very lives.
Yeah, they got killed, their homes were lost just because they signed the thing called the Declaration of Independence, saying
that
Britain was acting like a tyranny, and they were. They were shooting people, crashing through their doors in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we don't hear about reparations for them, John.
No. No, they don't get it.
Yeah, we don't hear about reparations for, you know, all the soldiers who have fought in the wars to defend freedom.
The two cops that shot that old lady in her home with a hatchet, they figured, you know, it's okay.
Right.
If I did it, I'd be gone.
Yeah, exactly.
My name anymore.
Well, you see, and this is why, I mean, at the bottom of all this, John, you know, it all intersects, you know, speaking of being men of faith, it starts with the truth. And if we don't know the truth, you know, and this is what's happened, we've abandoned, we've kind of, well, it's all relative. Well, that's a dangerous, slippery road to get on. And it's no wonder that America finds itself where it is today, because we've unhinged ourselves from the truth. Our morality, our moral foundation is out of whack. And look what we have. You know, our kids are in chaos, families in chaos, communities all down.
Morality is gone in this country. It's totally collapsed. I mean... Mm-hmm. Porn is all over the internet. Little girls is 7 or 8 now are on Facebook, kicking their rear ends up in the air and pulling their dresses up.
John, I heard something the other day. I was at a Bible study. This was quite shocking. I hadn't even thought about it. I don't know why I didn't and how I could have missed it. But there was a study that said that even pastors of church, you know, when they're most likely to check into pornography, right after their sermons on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why I hadn't thought, you know, or even read anything like that before, but when I saw it, you've got it. I mean, again, to your point, pornography is so pervasive that they estimate a third of the people in the pews on Sunday that you're sitting next to are involved in pornography.
Exactly. Some woman I talked to not too long ago said, my husband stays up to 3 a.m. in the morning every night watching porn. And I looked at her and I said, what? I didn't finish, and she walked away, and I said, I want to say, ma'am, you should kick him in the butt.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I'd be...
I mean, that's awful, because it's dehumanizing. It treats people like animals.
Yeah.
And girls, little girls especially, I mean, sex trafficking is one of the biggest businesses in America. I've written on that, by the way. People agree that it's they're selling kids for sex now.
They have no idea how bad it is. This is all one of the offshoots of illegal immigration. I mean, it is a windfall profit for these perpetrators of sex trafficking. I mean, John, I was reading they have camps where these women are engaged in sex up to 20 times a day before noon.
That's my commentary. I think that's where you probably saw it.
Maybe that is where I saw it. But I mean, it was like unbelievable. And then in the afternoon, they're back again, right?
They have sex with them,
This is just, I mean, this is all part and parcel of the dehumanization. And, of course, we're not even going to talk about, the other outlier is not even an outlier, but it's evidence of just how debased we've become in terms of choosing, death over life.
Yep.
I mean, we disrespect life, and then we wonder why, you know, people are getting shot up, and the people have been so debased. John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 2020 field of Democrats running for the White House has contracted again, as New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has announced he's dropping out of that race.
I've contributed all I can to this primary election, and it's clearly not my time.
De Blasio speaking a short time ago on MSNBC. National polls showed him stuck with just about 1% support. Southeast Texas is still being drenched by rains from the remnants of Tropical Depression Imelda. It's been going on for nearly a week now, some spots picking up 3.5 feet of rain from that storm. At least 2 people have died, and there were 1,500 high water rescues in the Houston area yesterday. The CDC says there have now been 8 fatalities from a still unexplained vaping-related illness, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
In the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. With us, of course, I say of course, because it's always this time when we talk with Dr. John Zemarek, senior editor at The Stream. John, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Boy, a lot of controversy once again over Brett Kavanaugh, and of all things, John, I mean, go figure, the whole professional journalistic ethos has been thrown out the window once again. By all people, you know, the gray lady, the iconic New York Times, you're going to tell me the New York Times, with their vast resources and experience, not to mention two journalists, alleged journalists, let's put it that way, give them the benefit of the doubt, what they're trying to sell to the American people these days about Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, this is disgusting.
And, you know, I think we know the reason for it. Just last week, a book came out quoting Christine Blasey Ford's lawyer, Deborah Katz, as admitting that Ford came forward with these unsourced, unprovable allegations because she wanted to keep abortion legal, and she was afraid Kavanaugh would vote to overturn that. Now, I exposed in a piece at Stream.org called Christine Blasey Ford's Lies and the Father of Lies. This is something almost no one in the media except for the website Natural News reported. Christine Blasey Ford is part of the abortion industry.
Mm-hmm.
Her whole job is working for the company, Corset Pharmaceuticals, that makes the abortion pill. Gee, you think maybe somebody could have reported that in the media during her testimony? You think maybe one Republican senator would have asked about that? Maybe that's more relevant than third-hand rumors that somebody allegedly dropped his pants when he was 18 years old.
Yeah, you think? This whole deal, let's face it, the Republicans were caught off guard the way this was sprung upon them. I mean, there's little excuse there, but you're exactly right. But this is what happens whenever we talk about, you know, sex in the public domain, and especially if the target is a conservative. It's like they get caught on their heels. There's no due process. Lies are perpetrated, and basic questions and suspicions like, okay, we're checking her, all her social media, it's been clearly scrubbed. Why can't we? We can't talk about that. There was all these verboten areas that you couldn't go.
Because we have to believe women, because right. Women never lie. You know who finds that hilarious? Every woman I've talked to.
Interesting. Yes.
Off.
Yes. Exactly. And that is more consistent, certainly, to your point, because I get the same thing too, John. They didn't buy her story from day one, but here it is, and this is also why the Republicans, when it came time to examine Dr. Ford, it was an experienced female who came in and asked the questions, as you recall,
and didn't do a very good job either. It was completely tedious. I thought Kavanaugh was lost. Kavanaugh would have been lost. If it had been up to the Republican senators and that person they hired,
mm-hmm.
he would not have been confirmed. It was only his personal coming out, and I call it he found his inner Irishman.
Mm-hmm.
He peeled off all that waspy veneer he acquired at Yale. He and I were at Yale at the same time.
Right.
But he acquired the veneer. I did not.
Mm-hmm. did they have a class? Did they have a class on Irish veneer at Yale?
Really, the whole experience of Yale was putting on the waspy veneer to cover up where you came from. You know? But I didn't do that. The reading on that,
right?
So,
right.
But it was only because of his sincerity, his sincere righteous anger that connected with the American public, and then Lindsey Graham manning up on behalf of all the other men in the Senate, and
exactly.
You know, becoming a folk hero among Trump supporters. Go figure.
Yeah.
What a weird world we live in.
Well, it's interesting what stress will do with people, and what it does to the overall narrative, right?
Righteous indignation when you are lied about by a hack from the abortion industry and her George Soros lawyer.
Yes. Interesting that, that was the question I kept hearing, you know, what's her motivation? What's her motivation? But that was never discerned. And then here it takes, I think Ryan Lovelace was the one that captured her on video, Deborah Katz, saying, oh, well, yeah, we wanted to place an asterisk on his name forever and to find some way to invalidate any judgments that may come down the line, if not even threaten once again and influence any kind of decision down the road, which is what Donald Trump discerned and came out and just flat out said, you know, what you're trying to do is intimidate this justice, and maybe the Justice Department ought to do something about this.
Oh, I think she should be prosecuted for perjury. I think the penalty for falsely alleging rape
mm-hmm.
ought to be as serious as the penalty for rape itself, because it is such a serious crime,
mm-hmm.
and we're expected to believe victims. Well, one way to make victims more believable, and if it's going to be only he said, she said, one way to do that is to make the stakes equal going both ways.
Exactly.
It used to be that way in 19th century Britain. if you falsely accuse someone of a crime, you served his sentence. I think that was a good common law principle.
I think that maybe that needs to be rediscovered, John. That's a good point. Because that's the other question is, where is the penalty of these false allegations that came up?
$1 million. Yeah. You got $1 million. And meanwhile, Mark Judge, the innocent drive-by victim of all this, the guy whose memoirs of being a drunk in high school, they plagiarized to put together the lies about Kavanaugh, from the Ford's lies to Swetnick's lies. He lost all his freelance work. He can't find a job now. He's trying to find someone in the conservative movement to give him a job. I mean, really, you should not be rewarded for lying and perjuring yourself and punished for telling the truth. But one more of our guys gets thrown under the bus, along with like Cardinal Pell and Tommy Robinson and Steve King, and it almost happened to Nick Sandman, Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, General Flynn. We leave our guys wounded and bleeding on the battlefield. The left ensures a comfy golden parachute for their plagiarists and perjurers.
Well, and look at Dianne Feinstein. I mean, she was the one that was instrumental in the orchestration of all this. And what happened to her, John?
She's still, snoozing her way through the Senate.
Yeah, I mean, we're still paying her salary. I mean, thank you very much for all the shenanigans that you did, and you really caused so much disruption. And you talk about a crisis that was done single-handedly. It was Dianne Feinstein, and everybody's quiet. All we hear is crickets about that.
Yeah, she should be censured by the U.S. Senate, just as Joseph
at
McCarthy
least.
Was.
At least she should be censured, because, again, we don't need to have this type of action reproduced, and we've left the door wide open for this, I mean, to such a degree that here it is, they're back, and we're having to deal with more lies again, and the thing is, it's the innuendo, the anonymous reporting, the unsubstantiated reporting, and then it was, the convenient, there was an editing error, and that's why this was, really? I mean, that's something, John, come on, you and I have been around this rodeo for a long time. And
the New York Times made similar editing errors when they published a year's worth of articles claiming that the Ukrainian famine wasn't happening, that it was just capitalist propaganda.
Right. You see, this is something that's, even a high school newspaper would be embarrassed over this, but not the New York Times. How disgusting, right? Hey, we've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Dr. John after this. Stay with us.
The bond we share with our pets is undeniable. They fill us with love, comfort, and joy, and they deserve the same. As pet owners, we want to care for and protect our pets. Sadly, in homes where domestic violence occurs, pets are often victims too. Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. With less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allowing pets, too many lives remain at risk. Victims of domestic violence should never have to make a choice between their own safety and the safety of their loved ones, including pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that provide temporary shelter and veterinary care so people and pets can find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, Bill, if you haven't noticed, the left is unhinged.
I said, you want to be protected in your home, you don't need an AR-15, you don't need an assault weapon, you don't even know how to fire it very well. By the way, more people who have guns in their homes get killed by intruders with their own guns than people who don't have them. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to have a gun in your home. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is it takes an awful lot to say, I'm going to shoot you, you know. The gun is taken and you get shot. But here's the deal. If you want to keep someone away from your door and you're coming, have a 12-gauge shotgun and blow a hole in your door. I promise they'll go away. I'll probably go away. It's not going to, an assault weapon is not the thing going to do it for.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, Dr. John Zemarek from thestream.org continues with us. John, just to put a wrap on this Kavanaugh deal, there's not going to be enough. And as you and I talked about this, the whole focal point is Roe v. Wade.
They're torturing him until he makes it, like, sends some signal that he's going to uphold Roe v. Wade, and then the torture stops.
Yes.
Remember how John Roberts' life got so much more pleasant, and the media started treating him with new respect after he flipped on Obamacare?
Exactly.
I think the same thing is happening here. Anthony Kennedy was moderately conservative when he joined the court, became much more liberal the longer he lived in D.C. because it made his life pleasant. Mm. This is how totalitarian societies work.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about Pete Buttigieg, his dad. You've got some news here. Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, he has his own Kermit Gosnell. Okay, no one's talking about this except on pro-life websites.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Pete Buttigieg, as mayor of South Bend, defended an abortion clinic that employed this Dr. Klopfer. It's a strange name. Ulrich Klopfer, who died in his home a few days ago. And if they found he had the bodies of more than 2,200 unborn babies. He was collecting, he wasn't just killing the babies, he was collecting them and keeping them in jars around his house, like Jeff Dahmer. This is a guy, Pete Buttigieg defended. He prevented local pro-lifers from putting up pregnancy centers next to the corrupt, unsafe abortion clinics, which he defended. It took the state of Indiana to take away Clofford's medical license because he was doing abortions on 11 and 12-year-olds without notifying the state or their parents in violation of the law. This is the kind of person Pete Buttigieg stands up for while attacking and demonizing Mike Pence, who has never said a harsh word about Buttigieg.
Exactly.
Buttigieg wants to present himself as the new face of a tolerant, updated, progressive Christianity. Now, is he just some misguided guy who, because he was gay, drifted to the theological left, to these empty, vapid churches with the rainbow flags? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Or is he a left-wing operative who's very consciously trying to hijack and weaponize the Christian sentiments and Christian language and Christian emotions and the sort of Christian-ish veneer? Is it just a veneer? Well, I have a piece of evidence that I would like people to consider.
Okay.
You've heard maybe the term cultural Marxism.
Yes.
It refers to the revolutionary technique where the ordinary people don't want communism. This fellow Antonio Gramsci in Italy recognized the ordinary people did not want communism. They were too religious. They were too conservative. They didn't want communism. He figured out a way to impose it on the ordinary people, on the proletariat, against the proletariat's will. And that method we call cultural Marxism. It involves infiltrating organizations, the media, especially the churches, the schools, you know, the colleges, and infusing them with Marxist content, gradually hollowing out the traditional middle-class Christian values of a country and replacing them with materialistic, utopian, statist socialism.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it fair to say maybe Pete Buttigieg is doing that? Well, or is he sincere? Well, here's my piece of evidence. Pete Buttigieg's father was the leading expert in the world on Antonio Gramsci. He taught for 30 years at Notre Dame, teaching Catholic students at Notre Dame how to be cultural Marxists. That is the house where Pete Buttigieg grew up. Now, if a Republican candidate were the son of the leading Holocaust revisionist in the world, and that same candidate was very anti-Israel, I think people would ask questions.
Yeah,
why
right.
not ask some questions about Pete Buttigieg?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've never heard
is
this
he
before.
Is he a Marxist plant? Is he a Marxist plant? Is he consciously pretending to be a Christian in order to hollow out the churches and use them to advance communism? I know it sounds crazy, but his father was a communist activist and the worldwide expert on cultural Marxism and Antonio Gramsci. I don't know why more conservative media aren't talking about this, but we're talking about it at stream.org, and I hope all your listeners check it out.
And we're talking about it here right now, and I appreciate you bringing it to light here, because it was the same thing with Barack Obama. They didn't want to vet him. We were grateful for, you know, people like Trevor Loudon, who brought it to light in discovering his background and tying this all down. But the mainstream media and the progressive left wanted nothing to do with it. And what did we have for 8 years? But someone who came in and even, you know, he told us up front, says we're going to fundamentally transform America. And he came pretty darn close.
And the resistance after Trump's election, all that is, it's a temper tantrum by people who wanted Obama to be president for life, as if we were some third world country that had just achieved its independence. One man, one vote, one time.
Yes.
If Obama had declared himself king and set up a throne surrounded by peacock feathers, I guarantee you the New York Times would have found some American political historian to justify it and to dismiss the Constitution as an 18th century document written by white male slaveholders. And it's racist to oppose Obama's declaring himself president for life or emperor of America. That's a racist colonial notion that you have to stick to the Constitution. But okay, he didn't do that. Instead, he tried to make sure Hillary Clinton won. He spied on all the Republican presidential candidates, focused on Trump, let the FBI create this Russia collusion hoax, destroyed the lives of anyone who got in the way, and laid the groundwork for people to try to remove a sitting president through the abuse of the 25th Amendment with a wiretap. You know, this is like Eastern European dictatorships clinging to power in the late 1980s. That is the level of desperation the Democrats have shown at the prospect of having to peacefully transfer power after a Democratic election.
John, what you laid out in about 2.5 paragraphs here is pretty academic. Some would say, certainly from the left, that's just Zemeck and Martinez, you know, with tin hats on their head, being conspirators. But it is that simple and that basic, isn't it? And so much so that people are saying, where are the consequences? Who's paying the price here? We're continuing to wait on the IG report, and we'll see also if Durham has the intestinal fortitude, if the country has the intestinal fortitude to really get down to the bottom of this, because as we've been discussing, you know, the desire, I believe, for America is that we not have to go through this again. But we are really mired in this, and it's
the
time
Democrats
to...
Democrats want to make sure we never have to go through another Democratic election again. They want to make sure that the vote is rigged by Google, that they want to take power, and then they want to abolish the Electoral College so that San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, and Washington, D.C., run the rest of the country, and we are all serfs to the bi-coastal elites, and all the people in flyover country can die of opioid abuse for all they care. Well, they could be replaced by more immigrants flooding across the border to provide cheap labor for the Chamber of Commerce, cheap votes for the Democrats, and federal contracts for our beloved U.S. Catholic bishops.
Well, exactly, and you brought that up the last time, and Michelle Malkin, in her new book, John, brings more to light in talking about these religious institutions being a part of Open Borders, Inc., that this cabal, this business of open borders to really supplant the American dream and the American way of life is, it is profound.
Well, you know she hit a nerve because the Bishop of Missouri banned the pro-life group from having Michelle Malkin speak because her view on immigration didn't agree with his. Since when do the bishops get to tell us political points, how to run the country? Or do we want to just let them set the budget? We know they'll carve out a lot to pay for sex abuse complaints, which aren't going away.
Right, exactly.
We can't trust these people to run an all-boys school, but we're going to let them tell us how to run the country?
Well, John, did you see the president at the border with the new wall? It was pretty impressive, I thought.
Yeah, that was a good moment. I mean, that's something we've been waiting for 3 years to see, and he's been held up by this Democratic attempted slow-motion coup d'etat. He didn't get 100 days. Remember, a president gets a honeymoon, he gets the first 100 days.
Right.
This president spent his 100 days trying to keep everyone in his campaign from going to prison for an entirely made-up conspiracy theory that the deep state came up with and tried to foist on the country with the help of the media.
Well, John, we got to leave it there. As always, we appreciate your insights. Thank you so much for being with
us.
Dr. John Zemeck, senior editor of The Stream. Go to thestream.org for more details.
Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even
Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that...